Great Lakes delegates acted quickly Wednesday, but not in perfect harmony. 9 of 10 regional body members voted to recommend Waukesha's application to divert water from Lake Michigan. The city maintains the Great Lakes provide the only sustainable solution to its radium-tainted well water. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz listened in on the regional body's proceedings. Its findings now go to the Great Lakes governors, who make the final decision.
The meeting was short, just about an hour, and not terribly dramatic. One exception. Minnesota's delegate Julie Ekman announced she wasn't prepared to vote on the regional body's findings.
The governor and Minnesota DNR commissioner are still consulting with stakeholders on the changes made to the finding. While we very much appreciate your deference, Minnesota must abstain from a recommendation at this point.
The changes Ekman is referring to include a substantial scaling back of the area Waukesha could service with Lake Michigan water, and less water. Waukesha would also have to monitor the quality and returns to the lake through the Root River for at least 10 years. Ekman had previously stated that Waukesha's proposed return route raises concerns in Minnesota. Observers might have expected the province of Ontario to follow Minnesota's lead when Delegate Jason Travers requested.
Mr. Chair, would I be able to ask for a short recess?
Yes. How long will you need, Jason?
10 minutes.
10 minutes later, Travers announced.
Ontario votes yes.
Michigan delegate Grant Trigger also voted yes, but added that his vote does not assure that his state will ultimately endorse Waukesha's application when the Compact Council, the Great Lakes governors, make the final decision late in June. Trigger says many Michigan residents have concerns about Waukesha's request.
Most of the comments that have been received during the public review period were against the proposed diversion.
And the compact requires members to consider public input as an ingredient to a final decision, along with the applicant's need for Great Lakes water and the likely environmental impacts. Wisconsin delegate Eric Ebersberger says the state DNR stands behind Waukesha's original application.
Wisconsin agreed to the conditions in the interest of collaboration and respect for the other jurisdictions and in an attempt to reach consensus.
City of Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley appears satisfied with Wednesday's outcome. Conservation groups maintain the city's application does not measure up to Great Lakes Compact requirements. Later in June, the Compact Council will convene in Chicago for a final vote. In the meantime, Wisconsin's Eric Ebersberger hopes to work with Minnesota to bring the state on board. A unanimous decision is needed in order for the city of Waukesha, which sits outside the Great Lakes Basin, to divert its water. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.